Two important things this week: a skills strategy for a low carbon economy and chocolate for Easter. First, the skills. I am proud in my capacity as a Minister for Energy and Climate Change to have produced this week my first ever document as a minister. It's a skills consultation about how we tackle the need for new kinds of skills and different skills from today in the low carbon future. And although I say future, it's coming at us very, very quickly. You see, as a country, we have now passed a Climate Change Act, and as a government, we've passed legally binding carbon budgets, we've produced a UK low carbon transition plan, and we've produced separate strategies for renewable energy and for low carbon industry and transport. And altogether, they are a driving force for a deep, fast conversion of this country, getting out of its fix on burning fossil fuels and becoming more dependent on renewable energy, on being much more resource efficient, and on driving forward energy efficiency in every walk of life. And all this drives different ways of doing business, whether it's in finance or manufacturing, it will be different. And we need to alert the country to the changes in the skills needs that this means. Unlike in the past, we can't wait for a skills gap to open up and say, look, that's what we've got to address. This time we've got to persuade people. The jobs are coming and they need to get the skills and the qualifications for them first. It's a big job, and this consultation document explains this and says that we have some key challenges to overcome. We need more people to study STEM subjects and get science, technology, engineering and mathematics qualifications. We need specialist skills solutions for some particular kinds of work in the future. We particularly need to get the attention of young people and their parents and adults who are already in work to realise the differences that are about to happen. And we certainly need employers to look at the needs of their workforce for the future and get changing in preparation for what's going to happen next. So I would urge everybody to have a look at this document and give a response to it by the deadline towards the end of June. It is really important. On to the other important subject, chocolate for Easter. I'm very keen to give my money and my, if you like, custom to people who are local and who have skills that we should all value and reward. So instead of buying cheap Easter eggs at the supermarket, I've been to a local chocolatier who makes her own chocolate at home and bought a selection of chocolates for my family for Easter. And joy of joys for me, my daughter Katie, who's left home and now works away from Stafford, is coming home to share Easter with us. And that's a great treat for me and Elaine.